You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, streaming live. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley. Joining me now is Angie Mayhew, who is Executive Director of Haven House in Lansing. Good evening, Angie.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. How are you this evening?
Good, good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A little chilly out there, but it's not New York, so we're in good shape, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some guests on later from that area telling us what it's like out there. I get mailings from Haven House, Angie, and I just find it a very interesting and an interesting organization doing a lot of good in the community. So that's why I wanted to talk with you. Why don't you start by telling us what Haven House is and what it does?
Well, Haven House is a shelter for homeless families with children. We're a little bit different from typical shelters in several ways. We can accept one-parent families, be it single mothers or single fathers, and single fathers have limited to no choices. Two-parent families, so the whole family can come in together as a unit. And the children, male or female, 0 through 18, where other shelters have limits on male children, about a cutoff at about age 12. So if you have a teenage boy, you have to find somewhere else for them to stay if you're in this crisis situation, which makes it difficult. So we're real glad to be able to have the entire family come in and stay together and not create extra stress when having to find each other during the day.
Where is the facility?
We are in East Lansing. We're right next to the East Lansing Post Office. We're on 121 White Hills Drive. But you pull into the post office to get to us off of Abbott in East Lansing.
How many families can you serve any given day?
Usually between 7 and 9 families. We have 7 bedrooms, but we'll double up families if we can. And we have 28 beds, so up to 28 people at a time, and we are full throughout the year. It's rare that we have an opening for more than 24 hours.
That was my next question. You're full most of the time.
Yes, we are, yes. It's wonderful in the holidays. Everyone thinks of people that are less fortunate. But I like to remind everyone that we are full all year round and always are looking for support and help from the community, whether it's December or July.
How can the public get, this is a great lead-in for me, Angie, how can the public get involved and help with the work at Haven House?
Well, we have many different opportunities to volunteer, either on a regular basis or on a one-time basis as a family or as an individual. We have opportunities throughout the year for needs that we have. When people get new sheets or new blankets or a new towel set and they get rid of the old, we can always use those kinds of things. And, of course, we're always looking for assistance in helping the operations and looking for cash donations. We're also, right now, we have just released our second edition of Tailgating on the Banks of the Red Cedar. It's a tailgating cookbook of stories filled with stories from tailgaters, and we actually have that book in 25 different locations in the Lansing area where people can purchase, and $11 of that goes to Haven House.
Can they find out where to get that book on your website?
Yes, they can, and that's havenhouseel.org.
Very good. Tell me about, we had a few minutes to speak earlier today. What is the Have a Heart? How does that relate to you?
That's one of our biggest fundraisers that we have each year, and it's where we look for local retailers and restaurants and owners in the area to participate, and all they have to do is ask their staff to ask customers that come in if they have a heart for the homeless, and they can purchase a heart for $1 and put their name on it, and then the store owners hang that up in their shop to show support for Haven House and bring awareness to family homelessness. So we're always looking for local businesses to participate in that.
Very good. What about other events that you have? Anything coming up anytime soon?
Our next event really is the Have a Heart in February. Right now, again, we are just had a big push on our cookbook. And now we'll be gearing up for the Have a Heart, which happens the whole month of February.
Very good. Now, on your website, I was looking at it earlier. You talk about, it talks about giving residents the opportunity to improve their lives through, I believe it said, goal setting and training and education. Is that what makes you a little bit different?
It is. We're not just a place for the people to lay their head. We're also a support system there. And each day, the families are required to meet with staff and discuss what housing they looked at the day before, what they have set up for appointments today, and what they might have set up for tomorrow. And each day we go over that. It keeps people concentrated with that goal in mind first and foremost. But they look at many houses. You know, lots of our families will look at five houses a day. And you kind of lose track of that. So staff's there to help them remember which other places maybe they need to hurry up and call back and see if they got approved there so that they can move out quicker.
Very good. Well, I think it's a wonderful organization. It certainly fills a need in the community that wasn't filled before. You've been in business since 1983, so you've been around a long time.
Yes, we have, and started by some local concerned citizens back in the early 80s when we were going through a recession then. And they saw a need for this, and we're able to get that need out there, and we're so proud to still be in business and helping the community with this that sometimes goes unnoticed because you don't think that families are homeless a lot of times.
Absolutely. Well, Angie Mayhew, Executive Director of Haven House in East Lansing, Michigan, I thank you for spending some time with us this evening and letting us know that this is available and how we can all help. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl, for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thanks. We'll be right back with more Fritz and Friends, Scott Eckersley and Cheryl Fritz, right after this.